We are out in the tractor cabin. We are north of Aaron. We have Jim Thompson, who's joining us, who's making some of his final passes for this spring planting season. Jim, visit with me a little bit about how this seeding season has been. It's been fast and it's been furious. Visit with me about your crop rotation, and I know you're working on some edible beans right now.
Yeah, so we got started in about the middle of May, a little sooner than we thought maybe we would with all the snow we had this spring. But it's been a good pace. It's been a rapid pace, pretty steady. And overall, I think we were in about a week and a half sooner than last year, so we didn't have to scramble quite like we did. But overall, it's been going pretty good. Probably getting to the point now where we could use a shot of rain, though.
And visit with me a little bit about soil moisture conditions and how it's been. There hasn't been much for holdups this year because, as you were saying, there really hasn't been much rain that's come your way.
Yeah, we started off with waiting for fields to dry out and going around a few spots here and there where in the last week now it's been pretty much end to end. And the moisture is there. You got to go down and find it a little bit. But for the most part, we're sitting okay planting-wise. But it's going to become pretty critical to get a rain here in the next week or 10 days.
And you've got the wheat, you've got the corn, you've got the soybeans in, and now you're working on some edible beans.
Right, yeah, we raise black turtle beans, and just about one day left to planting those and spray some pre-emerge on them, and then we should be able to wrap it up for the spring.
And you also serve on the North Dakota Soybean Council. You represent the District 4 area. Visit with me about why the Soybean Council is something that you really dedicate your time to.
Well, I think soybeans have become such a major factor in the market in North Dakota in the last 25-30 years, and we've seen it progress acres wise and yield wise, and it's become a major crop. And with that, we have to find ways to utilize the soybeans, and we've been fortunate in the last couple of years to have the opportunities of these crush plants to come online and provide another avenue to use up the soybeans that we raise here in North Dakota, and also on the side get a marketable byproduct in the meal. And it's important for us as soybean farmers and growers to find a way to market that and to just add more value to the soybean industry in North Dakota.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Once again, we are out in the field just north of Ayer. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.